As many of you know, we do interviews with various departments at Gear Village, the amazing campus, at least once every 3 or 4 weeks. And we're going to step out of that a little bit now. We have a great arrangement that we have set up with the Foundation for Community Health, where we help explain what exactly the Foundation for Community Health is and the various agencies they interact with that you might not have any idea, and also how they help those agencies and how those agencies then help you. Good friend of ours, we have our CATV6 studios up at Gear Village. The CEO, Kevin O'Connell, is joining us this morning. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marshall.
Nice to speak to you, and I'm certainly, you look about 25 pounds lighter with COVID on the wane.
Oh, it feels great. It feels so good to be on the other end of this pandemic and, you know, just moving to brighter days for sure.
Well, you guys have all, in our area, we're so lucky. Everybody has just done such a fantastic job to get us through this. But that's not the reason we're here to talk. We're here to talk because there are a lot of changes coming and going on at the Gear campus. And it is a change, and they are changes that are based towards the future. And, of course, the Foundation for Community Health is involved in that. First, Kevin, let's talk about some of those changes that are now not only in the planning stages, but have moved well along in the planning stages.
Yeah, so we are working closely with the foundation and other partners to try to, you know, update Gear's services for, you know, life after the pandemic and to become more community focused. We are really looking forward to providing services more community based through transportation services, expanding our pharmacy services. And of course, you know, branching out with the new nursing home.
Now, let's talk for a second about the new nursing home. I'm old enough to remember when the old nursing home was knocked down. Okay, when the old Gear was knocked down, and of course, Gear was built, and then of course, on your complex, the Beckley House and Gear Village. So let's talk a little bit about this new Gear, more about the possibilities. When will it be completed, and some of the things that you're planning on putting in that building?
So the new building will be about maybe about 1,000 yards south of us on a beautiful piece of property, about 80,000 square feet. It'll be 120 beds, all private rooms. And the focus is going to be on safety. If we were to have a pandemic in the future, how do we make sure that everyone that lives and works at that new nursing home is safe and healthy? And it's about private rooms. It's about modern filtration, air filtration systems. It's about cleaning techniques and systems that keep everybody safe.
All right, now we'll move on from the new building and we'll talk about, I like what you say, the integration of the community through your services. Now, of course, we all know an important part that has been missed over the past year and a half is the public being able to come into these facilities, your facility in particular, and do what they do and also intermingle with the residents. And I think by you taking the step of taking some of your services that you offer on your campus and then including the public also is another great big step in that direction.
Yeah, for many folks, you know, living on the Gear campus is great, and they love it. But for many, they have a home, they'd like to stay in their home, but they need the support. You know, some may not be able to drive, some may not have services to come in and help, you know, clean or do maintenance. Some may need medication or food delivered to their homes. So those are all the services that we're trying to focus on. And I think it's an option that many, many people would like before making the commitment to living on campus. So that's where we're really moving in the coming years. And I think it's not just a local trend, it's a national trend.
All right. And let's talk about the Foundation for Community Health. I mean, people know about it. But I think, you know, and we're trying to expose in these various series of interviews how important the Foundation for Community Health is in not operating programs, but assisting outfits like, let's say, Gear Village and assisting you in helping achieve what you want to achieve. They have really become an important factor for nonprofits like yours in our region.
Oh, indispensable. Nancy Heaton, Gertrude O'Sullivan, those folks provide sometimes they provide seed funding so we could do research, so we know, you know, what kind of transportation service do we need to invest in? You know, what software do we need to support, the dispatch of transportation? They've helped us, you know, find supplies during the pandemic when no one could find them. They provide the high-level intelligence and the kind of research that we can't do for ourselves. So without the foundation, we would really struggle. I'm absolutely sure of it.
You know, and I think that's what people don't realize is that outfits like Gear and Gear Village and the Beckley House, which is on your campus, you have enough problems and enough rules and regulations that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis that change on a year-to-year basis. And to have an outside agency like the Foundation for Community Health to provide their expertise and man hours and woman hours in putting things together is an immeasurable resource for our area.
Oh, it really is, and more organizations should support it and should take advantage of it. Because, like I said, you know, we live in our little northwest corner and we love it, but we don't have that resource that Gertrude and the team there provide for us.
Well, like I said, through various conversations now, which we've started to schedule with our regular interviews with the folks that you have at Gear Village, it seems like now that the pandemic is over, not over, but it's fading and we're all dealing with it, Gear is ready once again, and like our area, to take off and have an area of rebirth.
Yeah, no, I we're really excited. And we had an open house, was it 2 weekends ago now, and we had a good 60, 70 people walk through the building, looking at the apartments and looking at the services provided. Everybody's ready. They're ready to move forward. So we're very excited for the future.
Well, if people want more information, of course, gearcares.org. That's gearcares.org. Kevin, always great to speak to you. Have a great week this week.
Thanks, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Kevin O'Connell from the CEO at Gear and how their interaction with the Foundation for Community Health actually works and works to benefit you.